Okay. So we saw what worked for him when he was younger doesn't work today. Things have changed. Let's try and summarize this and go forward. Second last paragraph. Hezbati la'aba. Remember, he was having this conversation with his father. There's two pathways to deal with the seductions of the world out there. The one way is to recognize the lowliness of the goy. You can either make the other guy look very small, or you can make yourself look very big. You dealt with your challenges using the first pathway. You saw the goy for what he was. You were dealing with Esav, not Achi. Therefore, you were more matzliach. The separations, the difference between a yid and a goy were palpable. The Jews were learned, lettered, midas. Anybody who speaks to people who lived in those tkufas, look in Rochama Shane's book, she describes what the goyim were like when she went from America to the Mir, and her maid was getting married. So she brought her husband to meet her, and she said to him, "You have to look after her." He said, "I'll only hit her if she needs it." You speak to people who lived before the war, they'll tell you what the goyim.
Why is it a proper derech to take? I'm going to be Jewish because the goyim are bad.
That's not the derech. That's exactly what we're saying. It's a lot of derech. No, there was the metzias. The metziut. I didn't need to pump myself up in order to feel the uniqueness of being Jewish, because mabayla, the goyim, was just something that I had my shaykhus to. I didn't need to do what we're going to see you and I need to do, because the Metzius was different. That's something we're talking about mitzvahs now. We're talking about mitzvahs now. That's something else. Yeah, but when they're not keeping mitzvahs and we're not keeping mitzvahs, what's the difference? That's what we're trying to prove here. We're working in a world where there's no mitzvahs, remember? We're in the world of Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim before Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. The mitzvah is not going to help you yet. That's where the in Achinami. Yeah, someone who's keeping all the mitzvahs and doing everything they're supposed to do. That's not who we're talking to now. We're talking about something else now. Achinami. Yeah. That's what we'll see. That's what I just said. We're in a world where there are no mitzvahs. In Achinami. Perfect. Good. Okay. At least we're on the same page. If you're already enjoying from the Kiddush, you should bring us the whiskey at least. No, I'm joking. Let me finish first. For this, I can't. For the Gemarishi, I can use a bit of whiskey. Warm us up. Only to warm me up, not because of anything else. Okay. And I'm being recorded. I've got to be careful. Okay. That's a bit serious. You saw the difference between you and a guy. There was nothing to talk about. I told you, my grandfather couldn't believe somebody married a non-Jew. They're lawyer Koliot. It's not possible. It's just law min b'minoy. Today we understand it. We don't like it. It upsets us, but we understand how it can happen. When it doesn't happen, we get a fright. He had an intrinsic simcha. Things were good. He was lucky. He was happy. He was Jewish. He didn't have a lot of money, but he was poor, but he was happy because he had his spiritual time shall ruchnias. And the goyish world didn't impinge and influence him to the point where he was always looking outside. What did they have? What am I lacking? He wasn't lacking anything. He had everything. Lo kein kiyoim. Today it's very different. Ani chai b'America. Be'eretz ha'chofesh. Be'eretz zu ha'goy nira anushi be'echlet. The goy today is very fine, refined, sophisticated. Therefore, it's not enough to say, well, I recognize intrinsically my mileage because everything else there is just worthless. No, there's a lot of stuff up there that attracts us and magnets us and draws us. So we have to find another way. I'll give you a very simple example. Why don't you speak Lashon Hara? It's a nice marshal. Why don't you speak Lashon Hara? Nobody has speak Lashon Hara. You make a mistake now and again, you might, but nobody has. Why not? Huh? No, why have you trained yourself? What's the problem with Lashon Hara? Why don't you speak Lashon Hara? What's wrong with it?
We make a separation between the and
I'm asking, why do we speak? Why don't you speak Lashon Hara? That's your reason? Okay, very good. The best reason I've ever heard.
Besides Hashem saying so?
What? Besides Hashem saying so? What's wrong with that?
No, I have another reason. If I was to do that, then it's me admitting that that I need to bring other people down to make to build myself up.
Okay, said it. That's why you don't speak Russian. Any other reason?
Hashem said so.
Because Hashem said so. Because Hashem said so. Let me ask you something. Why don't you put your? Let me ask you another question. Besada is all nice from reasons. Let me ask you a question. No, you're right. All these reasons are good reasons not to speak Lashon Hara, but none of them are necessary if you hear my reason.
Uh-oh.
Why don't you put, excuse my language now, but I'm trying to make an illustration, and this is the best motion, and I heard it from a Berkovitz. So he said it, so I'm going to say it on his back. Why don't you put your head in the toilet bowl and drink water there? Why don't you put your head into the toilet bowl and drink the water from there? Because it's disgusting. That's why you don't speak Lashon Hara. Because then the ich. If you understand it's ich, you don't need to have any other reasons not to go there. Get it? I'm not speaking halachically and whatever. I'm just saying. When the goyish world, what it offered me was ich, I didn't have to do too much hard work to avoid it. It's ich. What am I looking there? But when what the goyish world offers you is beautiful and it looks lovely, now how do you say shelo asani goy? Shelo asani goy was easy. Baruch Hashem, I'm not like that behemah. Today, how are you going to do that? That behemah doesn't look like a behemah anymore. He looks like something you want to copy, imitate, his lifestyle, his desires, his yearnings, something that looks very nice and attractive to us. And you know, lots of blame, and they're very nice.
I think today they look even more like
me. Yeah? Okay, you're lucky. You're lucky. No, you're very lucky. You're very lucky. So, yeah, but there's a lot that aren't liberal. One second. Maybe it's changing. Oh, so maybe Hashem's doing us a chesed and it's going back again. So maybe it's going back again. But 20 years ago, it wasn't so posh. Okay, fine. And even today, it's not so posh. Not so posh. You're right. There seems to be a swing back. That's why there's a lot of identism. Okay, fine. But generally speaking, is the nisoyin today with the goy is not because nimas, I don't want to be like that. Because a lot of our kids are running around wanting to be like them. They like the liberalism. They like the freedom. The same as the Haskalah. Don't forget that 99% of the frum world, just before the First World War till the Second World War, threw away the Yiddishkeit because of that liberalism and that Haskalah and that openness. That's what they ran after. What was communism? What was Jews plummeted, bolted out of the yeshivas and out of the chedorim? There were whole yeshivas that were empty because of it. So, okay. But to you, of course, it looks disgusting because you live in a spiritual world and they're living back themselves. Anyway, let's get back to the subject.
Okay. 9:40.
בארץ הגוי נראה נוי שבהחלט לכן הדרך היחידי להתמודד מול הבלה אוילם היא להכיר את מלוא סיכודי. Therefore, it's not enough to focus on the goy. You have to focus on who am I, what am I. דרך זו לא ימדים אנו מאברהם אבינו ושלום. אברהם אבינו is the perfect ready for this. כשהלך לקדש יצחק הוכם או ישמעאל ואליעזר. כפי שנאמר. He took with him Yishmael and Eliezer. Why? Shnei Narav Eilu, Yishmael and Eliezer, Hayu Tzadikim. Yishmael Hayu Tzadik Bo Yisusha, Eliezer was Yishmael was a tzaddik at that time when he took him. Eliezer, Rehu Avdo, Zokon Vaisir Shalal Avram Avino of Shalom Moshe Bakola Shelo. Eliezer was a great tzaddik, Rosh Yeshiva of Avram's Yeshiva. He was a great man. He used to teach. The Gemara there says, Bakurash Eliezer was a major Mabitz Torah. The Marat calls those. So there we understand the Akedah, this wonderful major event. He wants to take Eliezer and Yishmael with to have a look and see what's going on there. They can be part of it. The Marat calls those. Shigi Avram Avinu Avashalom Korov Lamokam Akedah Huponel Narav Yishmael Velezav Oimelev Shvulachim Po Im Hachamor. Avram turns around to Yishmael and Eliezer and he tells him, you stay here with the donkey. Why don't you just tell them, you stay here? Obviously, the donkey's staying here. What do you have to tell them? You stay here with the donkey. What kind of a... You don't want them to go up to the Akedah. They can't go up to the Akedah. They can't. They're not Shaykh. Whatever, we'll see. We'll tell them, you stay here. I say, Shvulachim po imachamor. Well, equate them to the donkey. Why must they stay here with the donkey? Well, that's a problem, right? One of the few problems of the sugya of the Akedah. But Dorshim HaKach Chazal, the Maran Yevamos tells us, Am Hadoime L'chamor. Shulachim Po, not Ima Chamor, you stay here with the donkey. You stay here, Am HaChamor. You are like a nation of donkeys, you stay here. That's a Chazal Dash in that bottom. But Dvarav Eli Rots Avram Avinu Avashalom Al-Oilis Adoiris Ma'u Hevdel Ben Yudi L'Goy. Avram Avinu sent a message all the way down through all the generations. What's the difference between a Jew and a goy? Who gam hidgish es atzeirich achein lishmo merchak mi agoy. And he also taught us the importance, not just little important, critical importance to maintain our distance from the goy and the goyish world. K'day litkarev l'mokam ha-akeidu v'la'alois b'avoydus Hashem Yisbarach, to go up to the Akedah, to grow in avoidus Hashem, chayvin lishmo merchak min agoy, ulerois boy esem ala chayim riois. Not because he's a donkey, because he's an animal donkey. Chamor is a symbol of chayim riois, physicality. We're not physical Jew people. We live in the physical world. We embrace the physical world. But we're not physical. We're not shaykhis to physicality. We ruchni. And we have to keep away from the chayim riois, which is what the Goyish world represents. He met a lawyer, a Jew, who was a Shemitah mitzvahs, but not from the what they call the middle of the road. You know, he's one of the whatever. Not exactly, I don't know what word you want to use. I don't want to be kidding. Imazman hitpatchu b'neinu sichas hashkofe ve'imun. They started discussing Ashkofa and Muna. Zechachnu gam al chosa ha'emes sheba parshanut. Parshanut means compromise. There's a pathway in Judaism that's called the compromise. You know, whatever you find the easy way out of everything. And we discussed the lack of emes in that way. He became more and more of a Ben Aliyah. He couldn't get away from one thing. He had what they call today a television. Today you're allowed to say it because it seems much worse. In those days, there was a thing called the television. When you tell people about a television, they say, Mama Baya, you know what we have to deal with today? Television is nothing. Television was good news compared to what we have to deal with today. But there was a big nisoyin for a lot of people was getting rid of the television. Yair of Avigdor Menasherim from 50 years ago, he's speaking very unpolitely about that machine, because that machine was the beginning of this machine, and that was where the Churban started. Anyway, he had this machine. Shemulo Yashev in Bnei Beisav, it said, Bemida Erev, Betachnit Bido Kolshu. At half, he would sit with his family and they would watch whatever was being shown on the, you know, the entertainment and whatever. Dibati ma Rabba Vala Haris Shebedava, Vala Fro Hanoi Vismimene Lechaiva Ruchni Vagashli. spoke to him a lot about how much it's destroying his spiritual existence and how much destruction flows out of that machine. Ulama Yoloya Musugalik Natek Mia Tam Khrotzu. He was addicted. Let's call a spade, he couldn't. Yudizia Oivet Goy, Shayatipesh Boyfin Yuchad. He had a work in his house, a goy. He was Ma'od Mahadran in Bin Shiva. He was a Mahudam in a Mahadran fool. Whatever he asked him to do, he did the opposite. He was mamish, wasn't the brat, blockhead. But he told him, I said, Adam, Ba'azne, I'll tip shuse uba aruso shall goize. Oh, yes, you complain about this guy that worked in his house, such an idiot. He's so stupid. I can't get him to do anything properly. Why didn't fire him? I don't know. But anyway, one day I said to him, you know, last night while you were sitting watching the show there on this box, whatever, with your family, he was also sitting with his friends, watching the same show as you, and laughing with his friends and joking the same way as you were laughing at the entertainment on the comedy that was on the show last night. The next day, he turned around and he said to me, this boy turned around to Brazil and said to him, "Haraste li esachaim, you destroyed, you've ruined my life." Keshevati latzapot betachnis niskati b'mashamati. When I came to our night yesterday to come and sit and watch the show, I remembered what you told me. Hagoya tipisha zet zochek ma'isen bidichut uma'isabidur. I'm sitting here doing the same thing as that tipish idiot goy. We're laughing at the same jokes. I couldn't get rid of this thought. Harasti had called a time but to destroy all never any enjoyment from watching the show anymore. Well done. He was able to break his addiction to this clip. When you start recognizing who you are and what you are, you start seeing what the goy is, you start asking yourself, why am I, my donkey, eating from the same trough? Me and my donkey, we're eating on the same table. No one would do that. When Adam Arishan was sent out of Gan Eden, he had to live off vegetable food. In Gan Eden, he had Malachim making for him barbecues. Now he's eating natural. Yeah, it became natural, organic. Organic. Now he's eating vegetables. And that's what he said. That was Adam Rishon said, I'm eating the same grass that my donkey's eating. When you start looking at who's enjoying this thing that you're attached to, what quality of people, what kind of person, and you start, one second, why are we have the same pleasures? I'm a neshama. I have a whole different world, and I'm swirling around in his bot. That's going to be a person's feeling when the world is mamash impinging on us day in and day out. From every corner, it's calling to you. But that's our response. And ainu musuga lahainu is nimasha goya doim lechom aneh. I can't enjoy the same pleasure that this goy can enjoy. Li nechoyni tanugim vanois ruchnim nelem umeadonim yosa. My sensitivities are more. I have to eat other kinds of food. I can't go after the pleasures he's going after because I need more sensitive food. I can't. I'm a ruchni dover. I need ruchni stick of pleasures. The physical pleasures don't do it for me. Now, we're talking about an ideal here again, remember? We're in the world of ideal. Okay.
negative approach. That means I don't learn Torah because they are
stereotyped. Of course not.
Because Torah is very...
That's you. Yeah. What about somebody who doesn't have that feeling? How does he learn Torah? Oh, that's what we said. This is an ideal.
Is this the opposite? Prior, we were bringing the boy down. Now what we're saying is we have to, because we're
to
like
recognize
them, because we are so correct. Like this, we now don't want to bring them down. Why is that not a tactic to bring them down? Why are we?
It doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Because we're both watching the same TV show.
It doesn't work.
I'm better than that.
We hero worship them.
Ah, because we're already there. We're already holding with them. So how can we bring them down?
What are you talking about? You're sitting playing the same games as him, watching the same things, using the same machines as him, listening to the same news, totally involved in his world. The only way you can do this is raise yourself above it.
Them being down was a...
There was a Matthias. They were down. What am I going to do? I'm going to lower myself into a Polish peasant's pub at night?
We don't recognize that we have
because what he's offering us today doesn't look like a pub of some Polish peasant. It looks much more sophisticated. There's a big screen in the pub and people are very pleasant and the World Cup's playing and there's it's much more nimusy, it's much more cultured. You can even sit and have an intellectual conversation about philosophy and like in the times of the Greeks. Fighting the Greeks by making them look like a bunch of behemoths wasn't going to work. Because they were very sophisticated, cultured people who appreciated art and culture and all the finer things of life. The war against the Greeks is what we fight today. It doesn't help to suck him down. You have to raise yourself above it.
Because if we are already down, then there's only one direction we can go. We can't go any lower. So we have to raise ourselves
up. Well, hopefully not. Hopefully we haven't got there yet. But we have to recognize what it means to be Jewish as opposed to... Well, he's a donkey. I don't want to be like him. Or maybe I'll just be a little bit better than a donkey. No, we have to genuinely realize who we are. That's what we're busy doing. That's what we have been busy doing for the last few months. Is recognizing me and me.
The question, which one?
Today it's clear. Today it's clear the avoided today is Sumira. Godless today lies on the path of Sumira. We don't have the koyach of the previous generations to be isotop the way they did. Bring me your chidusha Rabbi Akiva that you wrote. We can't even understand Rabbi Akiva. One kash of Rabbi Akiva we can't understand. So where's my godless? Where's my... It was the story he told. His dad told it. He's going to tell it. When he was on a flight and the flight got delayed and he was stuck in a hotel somewhere. And he wanted to do the daf. He hadn't done the daf yet. He was pushing. He was exhausted. He tried to do the daf. He couldn't. He kept falling asleep. He was like, Mama, he was broken. My father used to work at a factory. They worked, whatever. He came home at night, davened, had supper. They used to learn through the night. He wrote Sforim. He was a big Talmud Chomes, Machane Chidushim, after a whole day at work. Yeah, and then learn through the night, fall asleep for an hour or two in his stand, and then get up for nights, you know, go to the mikveh, daven, and then learn until 8 o'clock, so they went to work. And I can't even do daf yoimi. He was like, Mama, shet chilisho sadach. And then he looked up and he saw the big screen. And the remote lying next to him. And he had an unbelievable flash. He said, you know what, Hashem, I can't give you daf yoimi today. But I'll give you the remote. I'll give you the sumera. I'm not going to switch on the machine. That's how we become great today. Avada we learn, avada we do, but we recognize chulsha yered la'olam. There's a weakness. We have a weakness. Rav Wasserman told us he used to learn 18 hours a day. With a glass of tea and a piece of bread. If they were lucky, there was an onion. And they learned 18 hours a day. I can't learn 18 hours a day with takeaway sushi and steak. 8 hours a day? Okay, maybe with a few interruptions here and there. 18 hours straight. They knew Shas Bal Peh when they were 13, 14. No, we don't get depressed by that. Because that's not our job. We bring Kedushin to the world by being Sumeira. No, 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 no. It's not a posha. You noticed. Su means to turn away from there, as opposed from doing the good. Why do we have to go? He said, Toiv. No one's saying just sit back and... No, why do we have to do what we have to do? But we recognize the Ika avoided today, Sumera. 100%. Yeah, for sure. Kosher Jewish pride. What is that? Adam Shirotza Rahmanitzlan Lita Bed. There was a certain Jew who wanted to commit suicide, Rahmanitzlan. But Savaya Kashe, the Lord Kibble Divre Nihumi Nishumodo. Hayashabu Umeduchdach. He wasn't taking consolation from Noah. Depressed, broken, shattered person. I can imagine he wanted to give up his own life. You can understand where he was holding. He was finished. That's it. No solution. But Savaya Kashimo, the situation was very difficult. No one could talk to him. No one could change his mind. Shamati Lavegati Lamoka Mishpuze Bamatara da Berlibo. I heard about him, so I went to visit him. Rabbi Israel would hear about a guy with problems, he would get on a plane and fly to the other end of the world to go help. Nitziti lafiach botikva al yaday emuna b'Hashem v'kimi pi'elyon lo teitze arav ha'toiv. Try to mechazek him with emuna to tell him that nothing bad comes from Hashem. There's no evil that comes from Hashem. Hakol tov. Achu lo ikshiv. He wasn't interested. Nitziti l'artia oso al yaday tir choymus ma'aseyu. I try to show him how serious what he was doing is. You know, paint the picture of what he's going to look like when he gets there. Lo ozeh. Gam kishamati lo shekol chay kolam haba, yabit bimeni, you're going to lose your olam haba. Lo shine es daika. Lo ozeh. Klum. Nothing. So what do? You say goodbye. You know, you wish him well. And you leave. Midach kishinisiti leta b'fan of b'tzvim chayim, at kama b'chorosh boch hu tzarich oto v'kama chashuvu lemala, v'noisef lakach amati lo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu roitze b'cho. V'yakol lo ma'od. Kol rege shata noishem avir. You know that Hashem really wants you. And your life, as long as you're just breathing, are very precious to Hashem. Even if you're not doing anything. Ki atahu ha-ben shelo, ata Yehudi. You're HaKadosh Baruch Hu's son, you're a Yid. Ata chelek elokai mimal. Ata oilem mole. Ata koilel es kol tachli sabriya. You are the whole purpose of the Bria, Bishvili Nivra'ilam. Bo'esa Shah, who achali God bebechi, he broke down crying. Ki advarim chol chalu l'ravodim hanistorim be'yosa shalibur. Because those words touched the depth, the deepest recess of his heart. Avazu ha'mesisa is kol ha'mechitret, and it broke all the boundaries. Ba'at at hu achel l'shakem eschayev, u'miyom l'yom ishtapeh metzova ad le'ivriyah. That lot he started. There was a pinprick that opened up his heart. This love that Hashem has for us. When you break all the kashas and the shilas and yeah, but ow and where you just touch the heart. Haroch atzmi shloisa adam nivnosa miakorosh uover rotzo etzel akorosh baruch hu b'metzava haachshavi kafi shehu. In this matzav that you are, this broken, shattered, depressed, miserable matzav, you're beloved and desirable, and Hashem needs you and wants you. Now, in this matzav, v'schustay nichnas ala liboy ha'av ala chayim ula noisanom. Huvra lo sheyesh lo avu malichyot. He started realizing, lat, here's what to look for. Avu mishe mechayo isoy, oivo isoy, oku, avu rakodesh baruch hu. Here's someone to look for. There's a rabbeinu shaloylem that wants him, that needs him, that loves him. And on kach pesha is a bochum mishle. Musar Hashem bni al timos, v'al tikatz b'toichoch isoy. Don't find Hashem's musa and the tochocha that he gives you, don't find it negative, despicable. Mawa Musa Shadadam Katesbo Vainu Moisbo Kashe Paini Malavim Lobni. When you turn to him and you say to him, my beloved child, Kashe Umagalaki Hubnai Shala Korishbok of Hashimis Brahoivato, Umachakelo Shiach Zorolov. Ze Musa Shadadam Katesbo. That's the Musa that a person can't turn his back on. You tell him you're doing this wrong, you're doing that wrong, and what's wrong with you, and what's the matter? People don't listen. You introduce him back to his father. The Rambam, the Maral's definition of kirvah chaytim. You make peace between the father and the son, that's all. You have a friend whose father and the kid aren't getting on so well. So you don't, you make peace between the father and the son. You just introduce the son back to the father. Yeah, my father hates me. So you sit down and explain to him how much the father loves him. He breaks up crying, he runs back to his father. That's all. We have an Abba. We have an Abba who loves us, who cares for us, who created the whole world for me, and only wants my good and needs me, because without me, he can't fulfill the purpose of the Bria. Yeah, but I'm not doing this, and I'm not doing that. I'm a failure. But Hashem's fine. He knows all that. Hashem loves you as you are. That's where it stops. Where it finishes, we'll see a Metzah Shem.